Maester Aemon was gentler. Is your friend a hunter?
He hates hunting, John had to admit.
Can he plough a field? The maester asked. Can he drive a wagon or sail a ship? Could he butcher a cow?
No. Chet gave a nasty laugh.
I've seen what happens to soft lordlings when they're put to work. Set them to churning butter, and their hands blister and bleed. Give them an axe to split logs, and they cut off their own foot.
I know one thing Sam could do better than anyone.
Yes, Maester Aemon prompted.
John glanced warily at Chet, standing beside the door, his boils red and angry.
He could help you, he said quickly. He can do sums, and he knows how to read and write.
I know Chet can't read, and Clydus has weak eyes. Sam read every book in his father's library. He'd be good with the ravens, too. Animals seem to like him. Ghost took to him straight off. There's a lot he could do besides fighting. The Night's Watch needs every man. Why kill one to no end? Make use of him instead.
Maester Aemon closed his eyes, and for a brief moment John was afraid that he'd gone to sleep. Finally he said,
Maester Lewin taught you well, John Snow. Your mind is as deft as your blade, it would seem.